Next, we have to go back to the SKU-T to grab the wind information before it can be plotted onto the polar diagram. Wind barbs, in blue, look like they would on a SKU-T diagram, showing the magnitude, or speed, with either the tick marks or the flag symbols. The direction at each level goes from the tip of the barb to where the stem of the symbol meets the vertical line. For a hodograph, these values are converted into vectors, the orange arrows on the right, in this example. Same information as the wind barbs, but these vectors now point in the direction the wind is going instead of where it's coming from, and they get longer with higher magnitudes. But what are magnitudes? What does a 20-knot wind barb look like in vector form on hodograph?